Human bodybuilding has driven up the price of whey protein. This means dairy farmers need a less expensive protein for calf milk replacers on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Commodity Classic is where America's best farmers come to get even better, and thousands of them will be headed to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st to experience the latest innovation, education, and inspiration that are changing agriculture. And this year, Commodity Classic is on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so you can tack on a weekend on either end, or both, for a little R&R. Enjoy some serious farmer time in Anaheim at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Dairy farmers feed calves milk replacers so they can sell the cow's milk. Whey protein is the major milk component in milk replacers and has also become the most expensive ingredient thanks to the popularity of whey protein for human bodybuilding. Jim Drakely is a dairy nutritionist at the University of Illinois. He says the most recent study shows they can replace about one-third of the whey protein with plasma protein from bovine blood, along with some additional amino acids, with no loss of health and performance.
And in fact, the plasma proteins may have some additional health benefits to the young calves because they contain the antibody or immunoglobulin fraction of the blood proteins. And so they may have some local effects within the digestive system that help the young calf withstand various agents that cause scours.
Drakely says plasma protein has been used in swine diets for many years and is finally getting more attention for use in cattle.
I think the milk replacer manufacturers like the plasma protein, like what it is doing in the field. As I say, it's a very good protein in terms of its handling qualities for putting in milk replacers, better than some of the vegetable protein sources, for example. And again, seems to have very good results in very young calves as long as we account for the amino acid profile differences.
Drakely says plasma protein is relatively more expensive than some other sources, but it is economical compared to whey. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about calf milk replacement alternatives at agriculture.com.